Lima Sopawaga, former All Blacks fly half, argues that New Zealand rugby is left in the Stone Ages and needs to abandon Super Rugby for a domestic competition that can compete globally. This call for change follows the impending exit of Moana Pasifika from Super Rugby Pacific, reducing the league to just 10 teams by 2027, mirroring the earlier collapse of the Melbourne Rebels. Sopawaga suggests that a complete overhaul is essential, as Super Rugby struggles with instability and frequent format changes. He reflects on his positive experiences in the NPC, advocating for a model similar to France's Top 14 or England's Premier League. "The players would love a bit more stability," he states, highlighting the need for New Zealand to retain local talent and enhance its domestic scene. With his international experience, Sopawaga emphasizes that New Zealand's approach to rugby hasn't evolved enough. "The current setup fails to attract fans who now seek more than just a game experience, especially when ticket prices soar. Why would someone spend $250 for a cold night?" he questions, urging for innovation to rejuvenate the sport. As discussions intensify, the future of rugby in New Zealand hangs in the balance.